Taking a sip of expensive champagne, she glanced around the room. The one difference between here and hell being that here they served good grog, and imagined Monty laughing as she described it. Overlooking the Swan River in all its sparkling nighttime glory, the decor and atmosphere at the yacht club were about as far from the palace and Bunyip Bay as you could get. But it wasn't just her surroundings that were top of the wazza. Everything from the background music to the guests' outfits screamed glamour and class. She should have listened to him when he told her not to bother coming, that nothing and no one from school would have changed. Trying not to look too awkward standing on her lonesome by the bar, she sipped another mouthful of the almost sickly sweet bubbly and nearly didn't notice a tall, thin, peroxide blonde sidle up beside her.
Oh, my, if it isn't Faith Forrester!
Faith tried not to flinch as the woman air-kissed her and scraped long, hugely impractical, bright red fingernails over her arms as she hugged her. She was surprised that Kat, head girl of Perth Ladies College a decade ago, even remembered her name. They'd not spoken more than two words in high school.
What are you doing hiding all the way over here in the corner?
Faith bit her tongue on a sarcastic reply. The better question was why she'd come in the first place. Lord knew she'd never had any inclination before, not since that first time, almost 10 years ago, when she'd spent all evening alone. Where many boarding schools were full of farmers' kids, hers had catered to the Perth elite, and she had never fit in with these posh ladies. Nothing had changed. She was still just a country girl, and now her school pals were married to lawyers and doctors, just like their mothers had been. Not that she'd ever called any of them pals. She'd got through private school hell with her head down, her nose in books, mostly novels about country kids, and her focus on the weekend when she could escape the prison and catch up with Monty. But when the invitation to this year's old girls' function had landed in her post office box, something had twitched inside her. She'd forgotten the downside of these events and pounced on the opportunity to do something different for a change, something to liven up her otherwise depressingly dull existence. Mulling these thoughts over, Faith suddenly realised Katerina Lambarusco, whatever her married name was, expected an answer. She was standing there smiling like plastic and looking Faith up and down like some sort of exhibit in the museum.
Well, what's your excuse for hiding in the corner?
Just taking a breather, Faith said eventually. Kat giggled in a manner that grated on Faith's nerves.
It is a bit overwhelming, isn't it? Catching up with all these old friends. So what have you been up to lately?